I think you're going to save a lot of time as time goes on, because most of the stories are going to be used up. So anyway, I came to University College, to University College in 1957, and to the best of my recollection, the very first lecture in physics I had, there was this young guy with a very strong South African accent teaching us about properties of matter. And, you know, it struck me, France had such a presence. And there, when I heard this sort of the enthusiasm, the kindness and commitment that sort of radiated from him as he lectured, that very first lecture that I heard, I remember saying to myself, gosh, ooh, wouldn't it be nice to work with him at some stage? Well, 3 years later, I was lucky enough that he accepted me as a student. And that for 6 years more, I was here with Francis Group, first as a student and then as a postdoc. It was an amazing experience. It's the contacts I made and working with him sort of had an influence for my whole life. The group was small, but quite a closely knit group. The people at that time in the group were, of course, Doug Davis was a research assistant, Brian Duff, David Walton, Harry Watson, about whom you've heard, who built and helped us so much, and of course Marie. She, at that time, I think you looked after the library for the physics department or whatever. But anyway, and so that was a tremendous addition to our little group. Later, of course, Keith Potter joined, Janet Wade, and others. I will not mention them all. That period was very educational. And I tell you when. It was mainly at the coffee breaks and the tea breaks. They were all very lengthy. I don't know how we ever did any work. But we certainly had a fantastic time at those. And I remember there, Franz would always, with his pipe, be puffing away, sitting, and sharing with us his life's experiences, sometimes his political views, and teaching us physics while you're about it, but also all his exciting projects that he had. I mean, basically every 6 months, Franz was doing something else. I mean, he was either producing gems, he learned how to cut gems, or breeding tropical fish, or bookbinding, hi-fi, winemaking. He theoretically taught us how to ski. Later, we put it in practice when we were in CERN. He taught us about mountaineering and rock climbing, and that he did not succeed to teach me, since I'm scared of heights. Okay, what I remember maybe most, there was a very exciting period in the time of the scare of nuclear weapons. France was active in the campaign for nuclear disarmament. And I don't know who the other person was. It may have been Hasted. I think it was Hasted. That they decided that one of the things they're going to do is superimpose on the newscaster of BBC a CND badge. And so over many months they were working on this at night, trying to develop, and during the day we would learn, because they would tell us what were the technical difficulties. I remember the biggest problem was the location of the receiver, which was in a van, which traveled around, the transmitter in a van. You couldn't be too close to the BBC transmitter, because then you'd get caught, all right? While if you were far away, the phasing was a major problem. So they succeeded in local areas to do it, but not on the whole of London basis. But in the process, we certainly learned a lot of physics and engineering and in international politics and such like. Another thing which I remember was I learned a lot about camping, hiking, and the thing I remember most, a lesson, a very valuable lesson I learned, when you have a donkey with you, don't leave it unattended. It can get eaten, which happened once to Franz on a trek in South Africa when he went on that trip. So there's useful lessons there. But there were other things more directly related to my thesis. You know, Franz came back in 1960, back from Princeton, having visited Cronin and learned about the spark chamber. And when he came back, as usual, full of enthusiasm, we've got to build one of those. And in fact, it was my job to try to build it. For about 9 months, we struggled to try to make it work. We had beautiful engineering drawings. The workshops were producing fantastically beautiful equipment. And we had tremendous difficulty. This was a multi-plate chamber where you had to, which we wanted to use for measuring the stopping of particles. So we needed high efficiency, the gaps to be all high efficiency, and we had great difficulty making a highly efficient one. And I'll never forget, you know, this is typical Franz. He could focus on the real issues and then with his own hands put them, do something which addresses the hard ones. He realized one day that the big problem wasn't the purity of the gas, wasn't the quality of the insulators. What was necessary is to have the gap, a very uniform gap. So this I remember sometimes at tea time he spoke about, and then I was amazed. Next day he came back, having spent the evening probably either in the workshop or at home, and made a spark chamber from basically scotch tape, double-sided scotch tape, some aluminum plates, some very simple, but where he, using just threaded rods, made very uniform spacing. And that chamber was the best that our group ever manufactured. And he did it, as I say, in about 24 hours. A thing that I must express my gratitude to you, Marie, when I was writing my thesis. If you remember, I didn't have very much money. And you suggested that you'll type the thesis for me. And I tell you, was I glad that I took Marie up on that. See, I couldn't write well, but Franz didn't have the heart to get Marie to do more typing. So when I submitted my thesis, he didn't do many changes. Okay. You know, I'm extremely pleased that less than 2 years ago, Wanda and I went to Gale and stayed with you two. It was a great, it was just wonderful to see you again there. And I tell you what struck me at the time, Franz hadn't changed a bit over the years. His interest in social issues, his interest in physics, his enthusiasm for life had not changed. He still had his hobbies, which changed every 6 months. By then, it was stamp collecting, but what's the difference between that and all the others? He's had a great influence on me, and I am grateful for it. Oh, sorry. One thing, I thought photograph would be better. I found just on the, as I was leaving Boston, I found two photographs. And I thought people would enjoy, oh, you have to switch on. This is the gang from those days in the barracks. Although Francis' group was right in the middle, but there was a lot of satellites around, like Roger Browning and the Cox, etc. And this is a photograph from the, with a lot of people who are here at the moment. There is Franz and Marie, of course. Franz and Marie. There is. Well, he is. Hold on. I thought I saw him. Okay. Okay. There's David. Chris Miller. David Walton. Audrey. Brian. You showed the neck. There are two in the secret. And one I took. The other France took. So we're not. That's without France. There's Brian here. Bill Knight is somewhere. Where is he? Bill Knight. Okay. Gordon Lush. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Right. Now we're in the back.
All right.